Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
She's trying to meet the man of her dreams, but her friend thinks that she's doing it in kind of a shady, shady way.
Hmm.
And I think this may be the first call that we have taken from a Bert Show listener that's trying to get hooked up via Twitter. We've done Facebook, of course, mm-hmm. MySpace, mm-hmm. of course, online plenty of times.
I'm trying to figure out how she's doing this. Like, how she's going about doing it.
Yeah, you can only do it in 140 characters right. at a time, so.
Apparently, that's all you need.
Maybe she's not even contacting him. Maybe she's just watching.
Mm. Oh.
Well, when you're talking, you guys have said this before, when you're talking to dudes, are they saying anything after 140 characters that is really worthwhile?
No, not really.
Maybe not.
But you do need more than one picture, so Twitter makes it tough for that.
Here is, does she need to be on the voice disguiser?
No, but that's not her real name.
Okay.
That's not my name.
Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Mazel tov.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, how are you?
Fine.
Good. All right. So you are trying to hook up with the man of your dreams, quote unquote, through Twitter?
Yeah. There's this guy that works with me. He works in a different department. I don't actually know him, but I'm getting to know him, so to speak.
Okay.
How so?
Well, I mean, I'm following him and his friends on Twitter. And the reason I'm doing that is so when I do finally, you know, meet him in person, mm-hmm. that I'll know a little bit something about him. I'm, like, doing my homework.
So I think there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's romantic, right?
What have you learned about him so far?
Well, what I know right now is he's a huge college football fan.
Okay.
Huge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gators fan. And so I know that the Gators played in the national championship last year against Oklahoma University. So I've been kind of keeping up with what's going on with Tim Tebow because, of course, Tim Tebow.
Right.
So I've really been following Tim Tebow's career as far as what's going to happen with him this year and going on ESPN and, you know, just trying to stay abreast of college football.
So far, you know, he's really smart. I mean, he picks the right
You lost 4/5 of the room with the Florida thing,
no,
but we sort of still understand.
Sure?
Why
I am with your friends. Are you sure you want to follow this guy?
I think he's perfect.
Now, did
perfect.
You know anything about Tim Tebow before you decided that you were going to win this guy over?
Absolutely not.
So everything you've learned about Florida and Tebow and the national championship and college football all came about since following this guy?
Now, there's a fine line here, but at this point, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. This is an advantage now when you're dating, is that you got the internet.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, you had to actually create conversation and sort of learn about somebody beforehand.
Right.
I mean, during. And now you can go online, follow them on Facebook, go to Twitter, and you get a better sense of who the dude or who the woman is before you go out. And that can only help unless you take it too far.
Right.
Well, I can say, too, the other thing that I've learned about him is he watches cooking shows, which I found odd for a guy, but he really likes Southern foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's really into Southern foods. So, you know, I've actually started, like, experimenting with cooking Southern foods. So I've kind of been going on as far as, like, learning how to cook certain dishes that I think that he may be interested in eating because
Okay, baby, now you're getting close.
So when you guys get married, you know exactly how to cook what he likes to eat.
Well, here's the thing. It's like if a guy did this and, you know, and it was found out later, and it would be charming. Oh, how sweet!
I don't know. Like he was,
but with her, with a woman, it's going to be creepy.
I don't think I agree. I think if a guy were following Wendy on Twitter like this, or following me on Twitter, and kind of compiling a thing, at a point it gets creepy.
Well, it's the point where she's not doing research anymore. Now she's actually learning how to cook based on what he likes, and to me, that's.
I mean, is definitely something endearing about you wanting to get information about him, and it is charming, and it would be charming on a guy's side to a point.
But if in the first date they were together and he said, I love Southern cooking, and she ran right after that first date and went and got cookbooks and learned how to cook, mm-hmm. you think that's different than mm-hmm. her learning on Twitter that he likes Southern cooking and her trying to cook
ahead of time. I think they're both too much.
It's too much too fast. You know you can never tell him this, right?
You don't think so? Mm-hmm.
Can we establish that no matter what happens?
No. You cannot ever tell him you've done this.
Yeah, like even there's got to be some years after you guys get married before you confess this to him.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No.
I guess.
No.
It's yes.
I see your mind going, I don't agree with you, and I'm saying, no, you must agree with us, because you'll come over as psycho to him, for sure. Because these guys in here think you're psycho right now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. The last thing I believed in, he really likes the peach pie. So, like, I went in and I made the peach pie and I got the ice cream. And I just kind of felt like, you know, the more I learn about it, the better.
Okay, now how much interaction have you had with him in the office?
I mean, we've been on the elevator before, but, like, I've never met him in person. I just know his name.
Okay,
he's in a different department than I'm in. So I just figure eventually we're going to cross paths, like at a company picnic or, you know, something like that. So I just want to make sure that I'm well prepared.
Why not just go introduce yourself to the guy?
What?
I mean, it sounds crazy. I know. It's a little out there. I mean, it's far-fetched. But, I mean, how about just going and say, hi, my name is, and then...
You better just squash that kind of
after I do my homework,
Well, how much homework do you...
the profile of him.
How much homework do you need to do?
I know, and I know, like, who his friends are, like, who he hangs out with, because, of course, it's on Twitter. So I know kind of what he's doing on Fridays and Saturdays and, you know. Whoa.
Have you gone to any of those places yet?
I'm planning on it.
Well, how much homework do you need to do, honey?
Especially to introduce yourself. It takes 2 seconds.
And it also has something to do with never really meeting the guy. I mean... If you've gone out for a couple of different times and you're excited and he's excited, maybe there's something different here, but you haven't even had a conversation with this dude yet.
No, but I will once I feel like I've done all the research. But I think the more you know, the better.
Why are you so interested in this guy in particular?
I mean, he's just my type.
What does that mean?
He's just my type. I can tell. Physically,
he's hot.
Anyway. And by what I believe
he's good looking. So,
good morning, Kenneth. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. As a guy, I would think this would be pretty cool. I mean, she's learning a lot of stuff in general. She's learning stuff about herself that she might not have ever thought was cool. She might now like football, and if nothing ever works out with this guy, hopefully she would. If that happens, she would say, okay, it's not going to work out. But, hey, now I like Southern cooking, and now I like football.
Hey, Kenneth, let's role play here for a second, all right? You and I, we finally get to our very first date, and you and I are hanging out at TGI Fridays together. And over dinner, I tell you that, you know, I just want to let you know that I went online to just find out a little bit more about you. And I know that you love Florida and that you're a big Tim Tebow fan. And I know that you enjoy Southern cooking. So what I did was I started to learn how to cook based on what you like. And I know you love peach cobbler. And I now make a mean peach cobbler. That to you on a first date wouldn't seem a little psycho?
On a first date, yeah, absolutely. You don't want to scare the person away.
You don't tell.
But I think later on, it's like, oh, you know, I learned a lot about you. Once you're in love, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I do pose the question, how much homework are you going to do? Like, how much further are you going to go with this?
Right.
Well, I figure about maybe another couple of weeks, and then
Weeks?
Yeah.
Weeks?
The more you know, the better.
Well, that's why you talk to somebody. That's why you go on dates. That's why you introduce yourself. That's why you have conversations, interactions. You don't have to search them. It's a simple conversation.
Aren't you taking the fun out of when you actually have a conversation with them and you start to learn about him? Aren't you taking the fun out of all that new experience?
No, this is fun.
I don't think so. I just think that it makes it now more like when we talk, then I kind of know what areas to indulge in.
Well, you already know those areas. But the thing is, you already know those areas. Why not just go ahead and do it? There's not much more research you need.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. That's the final plan. I just feel like I need to do a little bit more research.
Why are you scared to go talk to him?
I'm so not scared.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
you are.
Sure you are.
You're afraid of something.
You're preparing yourself so well that you don't fail. You're scared.
Why are you wanting to be perfect?
Well, it's not even about being perfect. It's about being prepared. There's a difference. And I just want to make sure I'm prepared.
You are.
The longer I follow him, the more information that I'll find out.
No, that's crazy. Don't
hey,
be scared.
Miranda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Miranda, I just wanted to place a comment about it. I really feel like she sounds like the character off of Obsessed. The movie just came out with Beyonce in it. Because I just saw the movie this weekend, and it sounds like the chick because they met in the elevator, and then she just went crazy. I just hope she don't get naked in the parking lot and then fight his wife. I hope he's not married. I mean, if that's something that she finds out, I really hope that she just leaves him alone.
Yeah, you're getting to a point where you're almost obsessed with this dude
right now. It's kind of crazy. Do you want me to come introduce you to?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I'm obsessed. I just think that I'm interested. It's different. It's not like I'm stalking the guy or anything. I'm just learning about him. If he didn't, I'm sure he's not putting anything out there.
It's not stalking. It's education.
If it was secret, it wouldn't be on Twitter.
How much of the day is spent researching this guy?
It depends on the day, but I do it daily. I do daily research.
But wow. like, what's the longest you spent in a day?
I don't know.
It is.
It would be probably on Saturday, of course, because I have more time. But I follow him, you know, pretty much throughout the day. I want to know what's going on, you know.
So daily, you are checking out this guy Facebook, doing more research on him.
I just need to, you know, I want to know as much as possible. The more you know, the better. Knowledge has never been a bad thing.
That's crazy.
I just think you've got to pull the trigger and do it.
There is something to be said for the fact that he is putting this out there on Twitter. Like, he is putting it out there in the public eye. She's just expanding upon it and learning more about herself.
She hasn't had a conversation with the dude yet.
Yeah, initially, I think it's a good idea, but she's taking it too far. Now, I do think there's something charming about, like, okay, I want to be, you know, like, I want to learn a little more so I can have a conversation with him. I think that's charming. I think what you're doing, though, is, like Jen said, I think you're afraid to pull the trigger, and you're building him up bigger than he really is in your head.
Yeah, how could he possibly live up to this online reputation?
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, we got to run here, but I would love to talk to you in a couple of weeks or months or years when you actually have a conversation with this guy and you guys go out. No?
Very funny.
You can call, if you call it collect.
It's funny, but it's true.
If you call us collect from jail, we'll take that call also.
I'm so not going to go to jail, but maybe, you know, me and this guy may end up together. You never know.
Well, if you talk to him, that might happen.
You should try a conversation, yeah. Try to set something up. I think that's the next step here.
I will.
I'm going to put you on hold. We already have all your information, so let's talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
If you have a date with the guy, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. You can never, ever, 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 ever tell him. Ever.
She's just like in that stalling mode. Stop stalling.
You know it's going to be great?
Introduce yourself.
It's
going
to be
dressed like Michelle's.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great when she sends a tweet that says something along the lines, or when he sends a tweet that says something along the lines of, met the most wonderful girl today at Starbucks.
I know, right? And it's not her?
Yeah. Going out to dinner tomorrow night. What? Yeah. What? I know how to cook your favorite meal.
Hey, The Bird Show.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.